The now-demolished Pogue Mill Farmhouse is on the Preservation Foundation list, as is the former Melrose Baptist Church and an 1849 Greek Revival-style mansion on Bel Air Circle. And, says Foundation member and architect Allison Blanton, who's also on the Endangered Sites Selection Committee, the controversial zoning change that now allows by right single-family homes to be demolished while allowing for higher density development with more affordable housing the goal.
In spite of all the community really rising up and speaking out against the Pogue's farmhouse being torn down. That was torn down. And honestly, another house in Salem was torn down by the city of Salem that kind of came right after we published the list. We didn't have a chance to include it.
Four older homes torn down on Richelieu Avenue in South Roanoke to make room for a higher density project, allowed without having to seek a rezoning or special use permit any longer, was disappointing, says Blanton.
It's not so much being against new development, it's just doing it in a way that doesn't change the character of these neighborhoods. I think there's a lot of challenges coming up.
Roanoke City Council may take another look at the rezoning amendment in the future. At public meetings before it passed, members of the Roanoke Valley Preservation Foundation, including Blanton, spoke out against the R1 residential zoning change that had been reserved for single-family detached homes. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.